welcome back. I'm Athletic Director Josh Morton, pleased to be joined by our head women's swimming coach, Lindsay Miko, now in our third year of competition for women's swimming. So fill us in on 18-19 so far, how it's gone.
So far, it's been a really good year. I think you can never underestimate the importance of having upperclassmen with your program. You know, we've gone through the year with only freshmen, and then we added sophomores, and it's so nice to have those kids that have experience.
Yeah, and now you've and the conference meet is in Sioux Falls, so it's at the Midco Aquatic Center, a pool that our team is familiar with.
Right. It's going to be good to be at home, I think, between having a lot of families being able to travel, being in a pool that the girls are very familiar with, and being able to stay in their own beds. I think it's going to be huge for just our being comfortable with the meet in itself.
And the swimming season's a long one. October 5th was your first meet, and here we are in February, and you're not close to being done.
Right. And it is a long season, and I think January is probably the hardest month for us, just with coming off Christmas break, and they get stuck on campus over Christmas break, and then, you know, January being only one class, and so it's really hard, you know, to get through that month of January, and plus then our weather on top of it. So it's February 1st, and I think the girls are getting excited as we get closer to the meet.
For you, being here since the inception of a program, unique experience, I'm sure.
For sure.
How do you view recruiting today versus when you first started?
I think when I first started, I really didn't know what to expect and the kind of student athletes we could get. And I think at that point it was, all right, fast kids, bring them in, whatever it could be. And I think what I've turned my page on is academics first with a combination of athletics as well. I think just understanding Augustana a little bit better, and the kind of student athletes we need to bring in is, one, they've got to be able to handle the academic load, and then with adding the athletics on it. So that's how I've kind of turned it, is still looking for the same quality level of swimmers, but adding more of the academic piece to it as well.
Yeah. So who are your, you know, when you look at the conference meet, who you expect to perform really well for you?
You know, I think we're going to look at our distance swimmers to start with. You know, last year we went first, second, and third in 1,000 freestyle on the first day. And I think those three, Taylor Beagle, who went to NCAAs, Kelsey Gilbert, who went to NCAAs, Emma Miller, who is really close to that NCAA mark, those three will be, you know, outstanding in the distance events. And then we had Destiny Ehlerts in the sprint events, who should be really solid as well. She's a finalist at the NSIC level. So those four should be kind of our leaders of the group. And then with the freshmen, you just don't know what to expect. But they've had some really good performances, and now it's just kind of seeing how they handle, you know, the stage at the NSIC meet.
And J-term's now over, but it was interesting for me being on campus and seeing, because I joked with you, that every time I walked by the pool, there was a group in there swimming.
Yes.
Because of the different class schedules in J-term, you guys had to kind of shuffle
things. Yes, we do. And it is nice that we can get practices in for those that have afternoon classes. We can get in during the day and, you know, not feel like you have to swim late at night. But yeah, it does seem to me, too, that we're in the pool all the time.
Yeah, and I'd imagine because your sport is so long that your team – They cross over so many breaks. Christmas break, and then now we have a little break between the end of J term and the start of, and they don't get a break.
And then NCAAs is during spring break.
Oh, perfect.
So, you know.
And where are NCAAs this year?
NCAAs are in Indianapolis.
Okay.
So.
All right. And that's always it's a fast pool, right?
It's a fast pool. It's exciting. Yeah. And I think for us last year being there for the first time, it was just a great experience to kind of see what to expect and where we're at with things.
Full disclosure, I know Lindsay knows, but I married a swimmer, collegiate swimmer, so I'm a little familiar with it. So swimming's a little unique in that when I say a fast pool, most people would say, what? It's
exactly.
Water, right? But what makes a fast pool?
Cold and deep. those are kind of the main things. And I kind of giggle because last weekend Midco was really cold. And so there are some fast swims at the age group meet last week. So it should be a really good facility for us to swim fast in a couple of weeks.
And what about this community in swimming? Because you're also involved with the club team, the Sioux Falls community in swimming.
You know, it is just continuing to get better and better. You know, we see kids starting to achieve at the higher levels, at the junior national level and above. So it continues to get better within the community. And it seems like it has grown, where we have 225 to 230 age groupers now in our program. And, you know, a lot of those, if they get to their senior year, they're going somewhere to swim in college as well.
And I noticed, you know, we talk about building champions, classroom, competition, community. I saw your team was busy over the last week, too.
Yeah, so we, you know, we get up early all the time anyway. So we got up early and went over to the banquet and served breakfast. And
great.
I think we cracked 43 dozen eggs. And perfect. We had a great time. So
That's great. All right, Lindsay, thanks very much. And best of luck at conference. The dates, again, it starts on Valentine's Day?
No, February 13th through the 16th. Okay. Yep, so 4 days.
Okay. All right. And close to home, so it's always good.